Barrie's Urban Growth Center, UGC, which includes the downtown, is on the very brink of unprecedented development. The city's 2021 fourth quarter update on residential development applications shows 16 projects in the works. You just need to walk around to see it happening. It's not just plans anymore, Mayor Jeff Lehman told Barrie today. After decades of Barrie trying to attract large-scale investment to our downtown, we are now seeing it. Needless to say, this is what builds a strong, vibrant downtown. People living in and around the downtown are customers for the shops and services that make up the daytime economy in the core, he added. Streets with lots of pedestrians and thriving businesses are safer streets, and coupled with the city's investment in a downtown market and new performing arts center, the west end of downtown is now rapidly transforming. The additional projects in the years to come will only further benefit the downtown. See related. Business owners eager to walk the walk. In downtown Barrie, the UGC stretches from St. Vincent Street in the east end around Kempenfelt Bay to Burton Avenue in Allendale. Two of the larger projects are Smart Center's 1,900 units between Lakeshore Drive and Bradford Street and HIP Development's 623 residential units planned at the former Barrie Central Collegiate site. HIP is planning a 29-story tower with 276 units, a 25-story tower with 228 units and a shared 6-story podium with 119 units at 34 to 50 Bradford Street and a portion of 125 Dunlop Street W. An application for site plan control is pending. Just more than a year ago, council rezoned and redesignated property between Lakeshore Drive and Bradford Street, so towers of 41, 38, 35 and 25 stories high could be built by Smart Centers with a total of about 1,900 residential units, hotel rooms and commercial space at 51 to 75 Bradford Street, and 20 Checkley Street. The site plan for its first phase, which includes the proposed 25-story building fronting Lakeshore Drive, for 145 hotel units and 230 residential units, is under review by city planning staff. The Smart Centers project, of course, includes a hotel on the waterfront, which will be a huge boost to the downtown, Lehman said. Speaking of height, Debut Condos is proposing two 32-story residential towers at 39 to 67 Dunlop Street W and 35 to 37 Mary Street, the so-called theater block, for 495 units in two phases, plus a 6-story podium, with ground floor retail and commercial uses, along with parking on levels 2 to 6. And at 233 Dunlop Street W, an 8-story, mixed-use building with 93 residential units and ground-floor commercial space is being built by MDM Developments. At the northwest corner of Bayfield and Sophia Streets, a 34-story, mixed-use condominium building with ground-floor commercial uses and 8 townhouse units, for a total of 480 units, is proposed. This property awaits a rezoning. Right across the street, at the northeast corner of Bayfield and Sophia, 8 stories and 108 rental residential units are proposed by Coral Housing. 70 of these units are deemed affordable. This project awaits a site plan submission. Lakehouse Lakeside Residence is under construction at 185 to 265 Dunlop Street E, the former Lakeview Dairy site. The residential condo project by Alto Developments is 10 stories of 178 units and more than 1,700 square meters of ground floor commercial use. Just east of Lakehouse, at 217 Dunlop Street E, 12 stories of 22 to 41 residential condos will be built between Sampson and Bursey Streets by developer PBM Realty Holdings. One concern is that because of the strength of the Barrie real estate market, and the desirability of the water views from many of these buildings, many will not be affordable for those on modest incomes, Lehman said. However, some will, such as some of the purpose-built rental buildings proposed by HIP Developments, and the apartment building that's being built now at 233 Dunlop West, which is all affordable rentals. At 79 Collier Street, 17 stories and 136 units are proposed by a site plan that's under review, while at Owen and Collier Streets a 16-story retirement residence is proposed, with 314 units and ground floor commercial, by developer Rivera. A 20-story tower is to be built at Owen and Worsley Streets, along with an 8-story tower at the corner of Owen and McDonald Streets, and a 6-story, mixed-use podium and amenity building connecting them, for a total of 307 units. There will also be ground floor commercial space, along with underground and structured parking. The land has been rezoned, to allow the development to move forward, and site plan control of the property, received by the city in July 2021, is under review by city planning staff for 55 to 57 McDonald Street, 61 to 67 Owen Street, and 70 to 78 Worsley Street, right across from Barry Public Library's downtown branch. At 220 Bradford Street, a 14-story apartment is proposed with ground floor commercial and 121 units. Its site plan is under review by city planning staff. And at 79 Gowan Street, a 4-story, 7-unit residential apartment building is proposed. Its rezoning was granted by council in September 2020. But the big plans for this part of the UGC are just down the street. At 41 and 43 Issa Road, and 259 and 273 Innisfil Street, Tonlu Properties wants to develop 4 buildings of 20, 29, 35 and 37 stories for 1,267 residential apartments with ground floor commercial fronting onto Issa Road and Innisfil Street. Tonlu also wants to develop 2 residential towers of 24 and 26 stories with a total of 565 residential units, along with a 4-story garage podium, at nearby 17 and 27 Jacobs Terrace. Rezoning applications are under review by city staff for both Tonlu projects, which must precede site plan control for them. And at 272 Innisfil Street, a 17-story apartment building with a townhouse podium and 164 units will be built. Site plan control is pending. This update provides the status of existing applications as they move through the development approvals process, as well as providing updates to City Council when new development applications are received, Michelle Banfield, Barry's Director of Development Services, said in a memo to councilors. There has been some progress, such as zoning approvals for the site on the northwest corner of Bayfield and Sophia Streets, as well as for 217 Dunlop Street E, an assuring building permit issued for the theater block. Also included in the city's 2021 fourth quarter update of development applications is the residences at Five Points, 20 stories of 208 residential condos proposed at the corner of Bayfield and Dunlop Streets. Buyers were told almost a year ago the development would not go ahead after residential condominium sales failed to reach 85% and construction financing could not be arranged. Yet, some of the signs there remain in place and the project is still on the city's books.